relayed the concerns of the community, ranging from East Donegal and St Johnson right round to Muffin Bridge End, south of Neshoan. We conveyed the real concerns about Garda numbers and the need just to be reassured about the level of cooperation between the PSNI and Garda Síochána, because those areas are vulnerable, being so close to the fourth largest city on the island. And indeed, we understand that the criminals who've been involved in the latest spate of burglaries and robberies and break-ins around the border area are operating from a number of bases in Derry City. So these people are plaguing people of Derry and Donegal, and we need a complete cooperation between the PSNI and Garda Síochána to bring them to justice.
And it's no secret that the border is being used as a getaway for both sides.
Absolutely, and I think a clear signal must be sent. And, you know, from the Donegal end of it, we do know that in Garda Síochána need more Gardaí, they need more Garda vehicles, they need more civilians doing the paperwork that frees up Gardaí to be out on the streets. And we know that we need a clear message that there's full cooperation between the PSNI and the Gardaí, so that, you know, criminals who would be seeing this as an opportunity to target border communities, that they'll be clear that, you know, when they're getting away from the scene of the crime, that the Gardaí and the PSNI will work together to close down that route and to bring them to justice.